His steps are still and tall, in his uniform and all. His mama's face put out to a grin. Son, you look so fine, I'm glad you're a son of mine. Do what the captain says and he began. Do what the captain says, but I'll miss you again. Well, put him on the wall when you get home. That old train pulled out, down the mine began to shout, telling everybody in the neighborhood, that's my son about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She may well sue her neighbors, understood. A little scaly cake, got a letter once in a while, and she showed it to the people from next door. Brag about her son with his uniform and gun, and I think she called it good old fashioned war. Little letters start to come, for a long time they did not come. To come for about 10 months or more. And I let her finally came, saying, go down and meet the train. Your sons are coming home from the war. The smile went right down. She looked all around. She did not see her soldier son inside. And as all the people passed, she saw her son at last. And when she did, she could not believe her eyes. But his face was all shot up, and his hands were both all blown off, and he wore a little face around his waist. And he tried the best to stand, but his mouth could hardly move, and her mother had to turn her face away. That you come to be this way. He tried his best to talk, but his mouth could hardly move, and his mama had to turn her head away. I'm telling him, my mom, when I went off to war, he thought it was the best thing I could do. He was on the battleground, he was home, but too proud. You weren't there, standing in my suit. Thank you.